Part 3. In this part, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. You will hear what three different radio guests have to say about three different topics. Each talk lasts about 3 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take some notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in this test booklet. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one that best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Now, you will hear the first segment.
Cellulose is something that's found in many food products. Where does cellulose come from? One of the main sources is wood pulp, a byproduct of wood manufacturing. Should consumers be concerned about eating wood? Nutritional expert Kelly Marola says, not really. Art Maloney tells us why.
Why don't you tell us what cellulose is and why it's in so much food?
Cellulose is an organic compound that's found in the cells of virtually every plant on Earth. It provides structure for the cell walls of plants. It functions like a skeleton so the plant can maintain its shape. From a dietary standpoint, it provides a source of fiber in our diets. It's something we get whenever we eat fruits, vegetables, or whole grains.
But we don't actually digest it, right?
That's right. Some animals can digest cellulose, but not humans. But that's why it's important. Because we can't digest it, it passes straight through our digestive tracts, through the small intestine, and straight into the colon. And this is good because it helps the body eliminate waste and keeps our digestive systems clean and healthy. In fact, many digestive disorders are connected with not getting enough fiber in the diet. So it's pretty important.
Is this why food manufacturers add it to foods, for its health benefits?
There are several reasons why manufacturers add it to food. One is to bulk up the fiber without adding calories. Another is to add texture to things like sauces. When cellulose is mixed with water, it sort of gels together and acts like an emulsifier. It keeps the water from separating out. So it's used in liquid products for its thickening and emulsifying properties. It's also an anti-caking agent for dry ingredients, meaning that it keeps things from sticking together. So you might see it in spices and powdered drink mixes because it keeps the ingredients all powdery. And the final reason is companies save money by using it. It's relatively cheap, and you only need a small amount to do the job.
What about the fact that so much of the cellulose we find in food comes from wood pulp? That's weird, isn't it?
It might sound strange that the cellulose that's added to food is extracted from wood, but there's really no reason to be concerned. It's just plant fiber. That's all it is. Like I said, it moves right through our digestive systems without being absorbed. To be honest, it would be cost prohibitive for food manufacturers to get it from other sources like soybeans or corn. And considering that most people don't get enough fiber in their diets as it is, it's probably a good thing.
So, no cause for concern.
If you want to be concerned about food, you should worry about the amount of salt, sugar, and fat in your diet, and not about the small amount of cellulose that comes from wood pulp.